Our online news partner, Honolulu Civil Beat, is featuring a story about how the threat of cyber spies is actually boosting our economy. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you have a story by Stuart Yurton about this.
Yeah, and he can't be here today, and I know he would love to speak with you, Catherine, about this story, but I'm hoping I can do it justice. I was actually genuinely surprised by the idea that Hawaii might actually have an opportunity to develop cyber technology and provide high-paying jobs to folks growing up here. As we always know, we have the highest cost of living overall. Folks flee to the mainland for good-paying jobs. And yet Stuart, by focusing on this facility in Wahiawa, as it turns out, an NSA facility, says there's already 3,500 people working this command. And NSA, of course, stands for National Security Agency. And this is a potential to recruit young folks here through academia, through our schools, to get jobs. Frankly, hacking for the government is essentially what you'd be doing.
Well, you know, I happened to catch the news last night, and, you know, there's a lot of concern about threats with the situation with Iran. And they said, you know, there's also the potential for cyber threats.
Yeah, there really are. And what Stuart did is he went out to this facility, and it's so secure, of course. You can't take photos. You can't bring your cell phone in there. You have to show your passport. But what this particular NSA facility, one of four in the country, is focused on is the area of the Pacific and greater region around us. And, of course, probably four or five of the top biggest threats in national security are in this area. Russia, I should say potential threats, Russia, China, North Korea, and extremist organizations. And so that's why it's so important that these cyber tech folks, these cyber spies, looking at things like wireless phones, they're tapping into satellites, they're tapping into the internet, try and come up with information to then sift through and see what's going on. How can we defend the nation against these threats?
Well, I'm so jealous that Stuart got to go up to this facility, because you're, I think, only one of a couple of news organizations that have been allowed up there.
Right. Only three total, only one from Hawaii. And by the way, even though we're talking about a secret organization, it is part of the government. And you can see the facility from the outside. It is in Wahiawa. There's actually a photo on our webpage of the facility with a rainbow, as it turns out, pointing toward it. It's named after someone fairly well known, at least for those who follow World War II history, the Navy captain who helped decipher the enemy codes to ambush the Japanese fleet at Midway. But the NSA facility also has a more, how shall we say it, notorious reputation for those who remember back to 2013, Edward Snowden. He
yes.
was a civilian contractor there. That's right, Edward Snowden, living in Hawaii. And as we all know, he leaked classified documents, took those thumb drives, if I remember correctly, and headed to Hong Kong, and now he's in Russia. And of course, what he did was expose the extensive nature of the NSA's spying, particularly keeping records of American cell phones.
And talk about the efforts that Senator Donovan Dela Cruz has got going.
Well, here's another thing that was a surprise to me. There is, in fact, a Mililani tech park in Mililani. I did know about that. It's about 150 acres, and it's coordinated by the Hawaii Tech Development Corporation. Donovan Dela Cruz, the state senator, the Ways and Means chair, that is his district, and he has been long trying to leverage high-tech, cyber-tech into well-paying jobs, to tie it in to bringing other organizations to work here and offer more jobs. What sets us apart, meaning Hawaii, from Georgia, Texas, and Colorado, where the other centers are located for the NSA, is they have a whole infrastructure and ecosystem around them that has actually resulted in a lot of jobs, thousands of jobs in this case. Well, Dela Cruz thinks that can be done here. And to do that, however, you have to leverage, you have to bring in capital, and really you got to have the government, academia, and the industry itself working together. But Dela Cruz thinks this is a real potential to bring high-tech jobs, more of them, to the state.
Right, but there's got to be a concerted effort, so everybody's got to be on the same page.
Yeah, there's got to be effort. There's got to be will. It is interesting, though. It's already happening in some local high schools, including at Lelehua, which is where Senator Dela Cruz went to school. That's in the Wahiawa area. There's actually a photo on our story showing young high schoolers looking at a computer screen and working on a cyber tech technology. And you need to get them young, though. I mean, talk about STEM research. Talk about STEM jobs. This is a real potential, but he says we really need to instill it as something very long-term over the broad spectrum in order to make these jobs materialize.
Yeah, well, I know when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a spy. So, yeah, if we can get
might have missed your calling, Catherine.
Yeah, I know. But get those young minds out there. Get them started early. Thanks so much, Chad.
You're welcome.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Stuart Yurton's story, go to sybilbeat.org.